ओमज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोऽभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं ददाति स पदान्तिकम् वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरा श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगना रघुनाथानितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादं सहगना ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च नमों विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पश्चात् देशतारिणे वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमो महावदन्नाय कृष्णप्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गौरतिष्ये नमः हे कृष्णकरुणासिन्धु दीनबन्ध जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकाकान्त राधाकान्त नमस्तुते तप्त काञ्चन गौराङ्गी राधे वृन्दावनेश्वरी विश्वभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे ओं नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओं नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जय मुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नष्टकी सो रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 40 वी स्टार्टिंग द न्यू चैप्टर टुडे And chapter is entitled The Prayers of Akrura. And we'll be reading text 1, text 2 and text 3. So text 1 and text 2 has no purport. So I'll read that and we'll chant together text number 3. Text 1. Sri Akrura Uvacha. You don't have to chant. नतोऽस्मि अहम् ताखिलो हेतु हेतुम् नारायणम् पुरुषम् आद्यम् अव्ययम् जन्नाभिजातात् अरविन्दकोशात् ब्रह्मा विरासित् यत एष लोकः ट्रांसलेशन श्री अक्रूर सेड आई बाउ डाउन टू यू द कॉज ऑफ ऑल कॉजेस द ओरिजिनल एंड इनएक्सॉस्टेबल सुप्रीम पर्सन नारायण From the world of the lotus, born from your navel, Brahma appeared, and by his agency, this universe has come into being. Text number 2. भूस्तयम् अग्नि पवनम् खम् आदिर् महान् अजादिर् मन इन्द्रियाणि सर्वेन्द्रियार्था विभुदाश्च सर्वे ये हेतवस्ते जगत अंगभूतः. Translation: Earth, water, fire, air, ether and its source, false ego, the Mahatattva, the total material nature and her source, the Supreme Lord's Purusha expansion, the mind, the sense objects and the senses presiding deities, all these causes of the cosmic manifestation are born from your transcendental body. Now we'll chant together text number 3. नैते स्वरूपं विदुरात्मनस्ते हि अजादयो अनात्मतया गृहीतः अजो अनुबद्ध सगुणेर अजाया गुणात् परम वेद नते स्वरूपम् नैते स्वरूपम् विदुरात्मनस्ते हि अजादय नातो मतया गृहीतः अजो अनुबद्ध सगुणेर अजाया गुणात् परम वेद नते स्वरूपम् नैते स्वरूपम् विदुरात्मनस्ते हि अजादय अनात्मतया गृहीतः अज अनुबद्ध सगुणेर अजाया गुणात् परम वेद नते स्वरूपम् Matajis. Na, do not. Ete, these elements of creation. Sarupam, the true identity. Viduhu, no. Atmanaha, of the Supreme Soul. Te, you. He, indeed. Aja adaya, headed by the total material nature. Anatmataya, by the status of being non-living matter. Grihitaha, seized. Ajaha, Lord Brahma. Anubaddha, bound up. Sha, he, gunai, by the modes. Ajaya, of material nature. Gunat, to these modes. Param, transcendental. Vedana, he does not know. Te, your. Sarupam, true form. Translation and purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace, S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. The total material nature and these other elements of creation certainly cannot know you as you are, for they are manifested in the realm of dull matter. Since you are beyond the modes of nature, even Lord Brahma, who is bound up in these modes, does not know your true identity. Purport. God is transcendental to material nature. Unless we also transcend the limited consciousness of material existence, we cannot know Him. Even the great living entity in the universe, Brahma, cannot understand the Supreme unless He comes to the platform of pure Krishna consciousness. Mukham karati vachalam pangul langhayate giring yat kripa tamaham vande sri guru dinatarinam paramananda madhavam sri chaitanya isharam. So in the last chapter we discussed how Akrura had the vision of the Lord. Then after seeing the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Akrura started praying. So as soon as we see the Lord, we should pray. That is very, very important. So Akrura is praying and he is glorifying the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is talking about the greatness of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In text number 3, which you chanted together, it explains that Krishna, the Supreme Lord, is transcendental. What is the meaning of transcendental? Transcendental means beyond three modes. Everything in this material world is under three modes. Traiguna Vishaya Veda. The Vedas deal with three modes. But Krishna recommends Arjuna to become Traiguna Vishaya Veda Nistraiguna Bhava Arjuna. Nirdanda Nitya Sattvasta. Then what is the last line? Yogakshema Atmavan. So in this verse, Krishna is explaining that in order to understand Him, in order to know Krishna, someone has to transcend the modes. So we are under modes, the conditioned living entities. So how to transcend the mode? That is that point. Arjuna asked that question to Krishna. Because Krishna recommended him to transcend, but he should know the process to transcend. And Krishna explains, Mangsa jo avyabhicharena bhakti yogena sevate sagunan samatittaitan brahma bhuyaya kalpate. The process is very simple. Someone who is engaged in pure devotional service, then he can transcend the modes very easily. He will be situated in Brahman. And what kind of bhakti? Avyabhicharena. It will be continuous. Not 1 hour in a day, 2 hours in a day, once in a week, twice in a month. That kind of bhakti Krishna is not talking about. Krishna is talking about continuous devotional service. Mahaprabhu also recommended Kirtaniya Sadahari. Unless and until we are continuous in our journey, we cannot transcend the modes. Who remembers Krishna all the time, automatically he is transcendental. That's why essence of Bhagavad Gita is remember Krishna always. Rupa Goswami also explains the essence of all rules and regulations of spirituality. People do so many activities of spirituality. Many people come to the temples, many people chant the holy name, many people do dhyana, many people do japa, many people hear Srimad Bhagavatam, so many activities. And Sanatana Goswami also explains so many varieties of spiritual activities, devotional service. Out of that, 9 is very, very important. Navada Bhakti, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Pada Sevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasam, Sakham, Atmani Vedanam, Iti Pungsarvita, Vishnu, Bhaktistana, Valakshana. These are 9 processes of devotional service. Rupa Goswami also explained 64 items of devotional service in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. And out of that 64, 5 are most potent. Sadhu Sangha, Nam Kirtan, Bhagavat Sravan, Mathura Vas, Srimurti, Shraddhai Sevan. So Sadhu Sangha, association of devotees, Nam Kirtan, chanting of the holy name, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, worshipping the deity and residing in holy place. These are 5 most potent, most powerful forms of devotional service. But what is the purpose of this devotional service? Is to remember Krishna. Manmana bhava. Krishna has spoken this manmana bhava twice in Bhagavad Gita. So remembering Krishna is the essence. If we cannot remember Krishna, then what's the point? We are doing all the activities, but mind is here and there. So some people ask, while chanting, we cannot focus on Krishna. But the perfection is that we should remember Krishna during our sleeping also. So during chanting time we sleep. But we have to remember Krishna during sleeping also. So some devotee asks Prabhupada, how it is possible? He asks Prabhupada, how to remember Krishna while I am sleeping? Prabhupada says, try to chant your rounds when you are awake. So we are in a very low level of Krishna consciousness. But our goal is very high. So transcending the 3 modes is the perfection of life. Krishna is Sachidananda. Sachidananda. Sat Chit Ananda. And we are made up Sachidananda. The soul is Sachidananda, but we are in a material body. Material body is not Sachidananda. Material body is Asat, Achit, Nirananda. It is not eternal, it is not full of knowledge, it is full of ignorance, and it gives only misery. The Sariram Vyadhi Mandiram. This body, material body, is the place of ananda, is a place of disease. Varieties of disease. And in Kali Yuga, unique varieties. Because that is Kali Yuga symptom. Prayana alpa aisha sabbha kalo usmin yuga janaha manda sumanda matayo manda bhaggai upadruta. First symptom of Kali Yuga is alpayu. Duration of life is very short. Why? Because as sense gratification increases, duration of life decreases. That is the connection. And sense gratification comes to a climax in Kali Yuga. That's why duration of life is very short or less in Kali Yuga. Because number of breathing is the determining factor of the duration of life. Those who are yogis, those who are devotees, they are not involved in sense enjoyment, and because of that they have long duration of breathing, and that's why duration of life is also long. That's why Satya Yuga 100,000 years, Treta Yuga 10,000 years, Dwapar Yuga 1,000 years, and Kali Yuga 100 years. But Kali Yuga, people, I was giving a lecture in Australia and I was talking about this duration of life. So a new person came into the class and he was so happy to hear the duration of life in Kali Yuga is 100 years. And he was telling me living 100 years is also difficult. Because upadruta. We are always disturbed internally and externally. Upadruta. Full of anxiety. Kali Yuga life is full of anxiety. Why? Because people are not Krishna conscious. People are too much into mode of passion and ignorance. So what is the result? Result is anxiety. So in order to be anxiety free, we have to come to the platform of goodness at least. That's why Prabhupada said the purpose of Krishna consciousness movement is to create some brahmanas in the society. Vaishnavas are superior to brahmanas also. But first qualification to become a Vaishnava is to become a brahmana, mode of goodness. And that's why we have to practice Krishna consciousness in sadhana bhakti. Because sadhana bhakti makes a person into mode of goodness. That is the purpose. That's why morning program is so important. Getting up early in the morning is symptom of goodness. And sleeping at the morning hours, during morning hours, is a symptom of mode of ignorance. When people hear that Hare Krishna devotees, they get up by 4 o'clock, it's a shock for them. Because many people go to sleep at 3 or 4. Right? So that is a lifestyle, and that is a lifestyle of mode of ignorance. And when they hear, they take bath early in the morning, and also in winter, this is a shock for them. One student, he was staying in hostel. And you know, in the hostel, lifestyle is not so regulated. So one student was not taking bath for 3 months. And somebody asked him, why you don't take bath for so long? He said that there is scarcity of water in the world, so I want to conserve water. So people have different ideas. So cleanliness is the symptom of mode of goodness. And remain unclean, that is a symptom of ignorance. That's why Prabhupada says, if the temple is clean, if the surrounding of the temple is clean, that is the indication that devotees in that temple are Madhyamadhikari. Those who are not at the platform of Madhyamadhikari, they keep their place unclean. So cleanliness is a symptom of mode of goodness. Internally clean and externally clean. So the process from mode of ignorance to mode of passion, then mode of goodness. Nasta prayesu abhadreshu nityam bhagavata sevaya bhagavati uttama sloke bhaktir bhavati nashtiki. So when someone comes to the level of nishtha or steadiness, that is almost transcendental platform. Almost. Prayesu. Almost. Almost pure. And what the balance, how it will happen? The balance purity, how it will come? That will come from the mercy of the pure devotee. So that balance is dependent. So pure devotees' blessings are very, very important. That's why Rupa Goswami explains Shuddha Bhakti, Bhava Bhakti. Shuddha Bhakti has three different levels, Sadhana Bhakti, Bhava Bhakti, Prema Bhakti. So one of the symptom of Bhava Bhakti is Sudurlava. Sudurlava means very difficult to achieve. And Rupa Goswami gives the reason. Why? Because it cannot be attained by your own endeavor and Krishna is not willing to give it. There are two reasons. So how to get that? We can get it by the mercy of the pure devotee. When a devotee at the level of bhava sours his mercy to a sadhaka, then that sadhaka can come to the platform of bhava. That is the concept. So therefore, bhakti is the process of dependence. And that needs humility. Unless we are humble, we cannot depend. Pride makes people so-called independent. But so-called independence is the cause of bondage in this material world. So what is real independence? Dependence on Krishna. That is called real independence. So bhakti makes us independent. Real spiritual independence. That's why bhakti is very, very powerful. That's why Krishna recommends in Bhagavad Gita, of Vyabhicharena Bhakti. So when we are engaged in pure devotional service constantly, then we can transcend the three modes of material nature. Then we can also attain the level of Satchidananda. And then we can have darshan of the Supreme Lord. The way Akrura had darshan of the Supreme Lord. Dhruva Maharaj had darshan of the Supreme Lord. Many devotees had darshan of the Supreme Lord. And who has love for Krishna, he can see Krishna continuously. That is a symptom of love. Darshan once is not a symptom of love. Dhruva Maharaj had the darshan, doesn't mean he attained love of Godhead. What is the symptom of love of Godhead? Continuous darshan. Premanjana churita bhakti vilochanena santa sadaiva hidayesu vilakayanti jang sam sundaram achinta guna sarupam govindam adipurusham tamaham bhajami. So when love is awakened in the heart, that is a continuous process. It's an overflowing of emotions. And that emotion is the symptom of love. So here, Akrura, after seeing the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he started praying. So praying is a very, very important aspect of devotional service. Bandhanam. One of the 9 processes of devotional service. So Akrura is also the perfection, the perfect example of prayers. So today we'll discuss about prayers. So prayer externally is not dynamic. As soon as prayer starts, in Bhagavatam also, people don't feel so interesting because nothing is happening externally, right? Because we want to have action. But prayer means internal action. The dynamics is within. So Prabhupada was very fond of Kunti Devi's prayers. And he gave a lot of lectures on Kunti Devi's prayers. So from the prayers we can understand the philosophy of Krishna consciousness. Deep philosophy is revealed through prayers. And also the emotions of the devotee. The quality of prayer depends on the quality of devotee. That is very important to understand. Prayer cannot be in box. It's a dynamic process. But the quality of prayer depends on the quality of Krishna consciousness. So that's why prayer can be in 4 categories. Prayer in the mode of ignorance, prayer in the mode of passion, prayer in the mode of goodness, and also prayer in the pure goodness, transcendental prayer. So what is the symptom of prayer in the mode of ignorance? When someone prays to the Lord for the purpose of harming others, ignorance means destruction. Ignorance means destroying others. When someone prays to the Lord or his worshipable personality, whoever he may be, when someone prays with the purpose of disturbing others, with the purpose of harming others, with the purpose of causing damage to others, that kind of prayer is known as prayer in the mode of ignorance. then prayer in the mode of passion. Passion means our own interest. When someone prays for his own benefit, just like Hiranyakashipu was praying to the Lord Brahma, and purpose is to become immortal for his own. So that is demoniac mentality. Someone who is thinking about themselves, that is not a divine quality. That's why Vaishnavism means thinking for the welfare of others. But if we think about ourselves only, how I become benefited, how I'll be happy, how I'll be successful, if I is a center, that is not a divine consciousness. Rather, this is demoniac consciousness. So passion makes people selfish, and devotional service is selfless. So prayer in the mode of passion, that is connected with the selfish interest. So when someone prays to the Supreme Lord for his own benefit, for the purpose of his own benefit, then that is the prayer in the mode of passion. And what is prayer in the mode of goodness? When someone prays for the benefit of others, that is prayer in the mode of goodness. And what is transcendental prayer? When someone expresses his love for Krishna in the form of prayers, that is known as transcendental prayer. So in that way, prayer can be in four different levels: ignorance, passion, goodness and pure goodness. Prayer also has four components. I talked about four levels. Now prayer can also have four components. First component is glorification of the Supreme Lord. Second, criticism of oneself. Third, begging forgiveness. And fourth, asking for benediction. These are the four elements of prayer. Prayer should begin with glorification. That's what Akrura is doing. So Akrura is glorifying. In Sikshashtakam prayer also, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is glorifying the holy name. Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. That is the standard process, glorification of the Supreme Lord. Why glorification is needed? Krishna does not need glorification. The Lord does not need glorification. But we need to glorify the Supreme Lord. Why? Because glorification leads to purification. How our heart will be purified? When we glorify. That's why Srimad Bhagavatam. What is Srimad Bhagavatam? Srimad Bhagavatam is glorification of the Supreme Lord and His pure devotees. So when you glorify, that leads to the purification. We can purify by glorifying. So glorification and purification is very intimately connected. We want to purify our heart. What is humility? Humility means glorifying others. That is a symptom of humility. Not telling, I am very sinful, I am very fallen. That is not the symptom of humility. Humility means to appreciate the greatness of others. That is a symptom of humility. That's why Srimad Bhagavatam is very, very important. Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. So why Bhagavatam is very important for us? Because Bhagavatam talks about the greatness of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and His pure devotees. And when we speak about that, then naturally we cultivate the quality of humility, and through that process our heart becomes purified. So first aspect of prayer is glorification. And second aspect is criticizing ourselves. We should express ourselves as very sinful, as fallen, genuinely, not to do drama. Just like Rupa and Sanatan, when they came in front of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they first glorified Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then what they said? That we are more sinful than Jagai and Madhai. This is not artificial expression. This is the genuine expression of the heart. And that happens. When someone is very advanced, naturally he becomes very humble. The closeness of Krishna makes a person humble. Someone who is showing pride, that shows that he is far, far away from the Lord. I give the example of a mountain. The mountain is very big in size. But a person who is far, far away from the mountain looks very small. And he starts thinking, my size, mountain size looks like same size. So he's, why? Because he has mountain-like ego. That's why mountain comes to his size. Right? But why that's happening? Because he is far, far away from the mountain. If that same person starts walking towards the mountain and he comes closer to the mountain, what happens? Mountain will start appearing bigger and bigger. Mountain is same, but his seeing will change. Why? Because he is coming closer to the mountain. And what he will feel? As mountain will start appearing bigger and bigger, then he will start realizing that he is becoming smaller and smaller. Why is happening? The closeness to the mountain. The Lord is like a mountain, very big. But an insignificant jiva, when that jiva is far, far away from the Lord, and because of his mountain-like ego, he thinks he is the cause of all causes. Right? Krishna is the cause of all causes, but he doesn't think like that. But an insignificant jiva, because of the ego and because of the modes of material nature, he always thinks that he is the cause of many causes, and ego is high, then he thinks he is the cause of all causes. Nothing moves. Right or wrong? I am in control. And people feel very proud. So many people work under me. That is the greatest illusion, that somebody is under somebody. Nobody is under anybody. We are all under the three modes of material nature. That is a reality. But we feel very proud. So many people are working under me. That is a success. But that is the greatest illusion. Nobody is under anybody. We are all under the three modes of material nature. Prakite kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvasa ahankara vimur atma kartaham iti mannate. That is the power of three modes. And that's what Krishna is doing in order to keep us in this material world. Unless we think like that, how our journey will continue? Journey will be finished. So journey will continue because we have the ego. But when that jiva, by the process of devotional service, comes closer to Krishna, more he becomes close to Krishna, less becomes his ego. That is the process. And less ego means appreciation of the greatness of the Supreme Personality of God. A person who is proud cannot appreciate the greatness of the Lord. Only a person who is close to Krishna, who is humble by nature, can appreciate the greatness of the Supreme Personality of God. Why Akrura is able to appreciate the greatness of Supreme Lord here? Because he is pure in his heart. He is very humble by nature. That's why he is able to appreciate the greatness of the Supreme Personality of God. That's why coming in front of the Lord and glorifying the Supreme Personality of Godhead is very, very important to purify our heart. And through that purification, naturally we'll develop the feeling of insignificance of our identity. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is singing, Amar jivan sada pape rato, naiko punnero less. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is singing that my life is filled with sinful activities. Sada. Always I am engaged in sinful activities. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is engaged in sinful activity. He is always engaged in pure devotional service. He sleeps at 7 o'clock, 7:30, gets up at 10 o'clock. Not in the morning, in the night. Once I was giving a lecture to the youth that Bhaktivinoda Thakur used to sleep at 7:30 in the evening and used to get up 10 o'clock. I never said morning or evening. And they are so delighted. Wow! So some civility is there. Then when I said 10 o'clock in the evening, then their face became very pale. They are thinking, then why to sleep? What's the point, right? So Prabhupada said, illicit sex means sex outside of the marriage life, and licit sex means only having sex for getting a Krishna conscious child. Then one devotee said, what's the point? Prabhupada said, that is the point. So, we have to understand that cause of bondage is that. The sleeping is the cause of modes. We need to sleep because our body is made of dull matter. It's in the mode of ignorance. That's why you need sleep. And Prabhupada says the pure devotee never sleeps. Why? Because his body becomes transcendental. That is the symptom. Prabhupada says the symptom of advancement is the tendency to sleep and tendency to eat should reduce. There is a symptom of advancement. We should not try artificially. As soon as people hear, the new people start their own plan, how to reduce. Then what will happen? They will become sick. Instead of becoming premik bhakta, they will become sick devotee. Body will develop some sickness because we cannot imitate. Because imitation is very dangerous. If someone is not qualified and imitating something, then that will be very detrimental for his devotional life. So, in front of the Lord, we should feel very humble and express that sinful position to the Lord with genuine heart. That's what Rupa Sanatan did to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that, please give up your humility. So Mahaprabhu is telling all of us to give up pride. And he has given the sloka, Trinadapi suni chena taradapi saishnuna, amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari. But he is telling Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami, please give up your humility. Why? Mahaprabhu is telling that your humility is breaking my heart. That is the power of humility. But we think humility means weakness. Humility is the greatest strength in our spiritual life. How to talk about spiritual life? In the material life also people are appreciating now the power of humility. Humility can conquer the heart. And pride can break the heart. But the humility of Rupa and Sanatana was so powerful, it touched the heart of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Mahaprabhu blessed Rupa Goswami, empowered Rupa Goswami. And because of that, Rupa Goswami became the main acharya of all line. Through humility, empowerment comes. Mercy comes. And mercy is the source of empowerment. So surrender and mercy connected. We always say, please give me mercy, please give me mercy. Mercy will come when we are surrendered. Give up our ego. Give our own ideas. People always have ideas. Brilliant ideas. But the real process of Krishna consciousness will begin when we will give up our ideas. And we live our life based on Krishna's ideas, Guru's ideas, Vaishnava's ideas. Then our life will become very sublime and successful. So that is the second aspect of prayer. Criticizing ourselves. Self-criticism. And we should avoid criticizing others. We should glorify others. Glorification of the Lord and His devotees. Criticism of ourselves. That is the process. Two aspects of prayers. And what is the third one? Begging forgiveness. Because we commit so many offenses. Namaparad, Sevaparad, Dhamaparad, Vaishnavaparad. So many offenses we commit. Knowingly, unknowingly. Number is many. That's why in front of the Lord, we should beg forgiveness. So begging forgiveness is very, very significant process. And that helps a devotee to come out from that offenses. Because when someone is very, very sincere, apologetic, genuinely from the heart, that is the real way to counteract the offense. Repentance. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, repentance is very, very powerful. Going through some external reformation is not going to work. Unless and until we repent from the heart, repentance can purify any sin, any offense. It's very, very powerful. So repentance is very, very important. That's why Bhaktivinoda Thakur's song is full of repentance. He's repenting, crying. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is singing, Osuro sakol pailo charan binoda thakilo bosi. Gopinath ami ki doshe doshi. That is the mood. That even the asuras, the demons got the shelter of your lotus feet, except Bhaktivinoda. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is singing. What is my fault? What kind of abominable activities I have done? Because of that, I am not able to get shelter of your lotus feet. But the asuras they also got. That is the mood, repentance. And repentance is very, very powerful. And through this song, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is showing the path of achieving perfection and this is showing the path to transcend the three modes. When we have that kind of repentance in the heart, that will help us to transcend the three modes of material nature. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur is showing by his own life and showing by his own examples and own writing. So repentance, begging forgiveness is a very, very important process, aspect of prayer. And the last one is asking for benediction. Because Krishna is known as Varada. Varada Krishna. We have Varada Krishna. One devotee in Bangalore. Varada means Krishna is very expert in giving benediction. Because he is the king, na? Kings wants to benedict, boon. So what kind of boon we should ask? That is also very, very important. So Mahaprabhu is teaching what kind of boon we should ask. Na dhanang, na janang, na sundaring, kavitang, ba jagadisha kamaye. Mamo janmani janmani share bhavatad bhaktir ahit kitai. That's what Mahaprabhu asked. But it will also require some purification in the heart. If I have a desire to enjoy, I cannot pray like that. So this prayer, the fourth prayer of Sikshashtakam, talks about ruchi level of bhakti. Who has attained the level of ruchi can pray like this. Who has developed the taste in devotional service. Unless and until we get the higher taste, we cannot give up the lower taste. People say, we cannot pray like that. Very difficult to pray because we want so many things in this material world. So as long as there are expectations from this world, they cannot pray like this. And expectations, what is the consequence of expectations? Expectations lead to frustrations. More expectations, more frustrations. We expect how people will deal with us. The whole world should change according to my expectations. But don't expect anything from me, because I am perfect. That's why you have to change the paradigm. Instead of expecting the whole world to change, the change process should start from me. I should change. His relationship means, it's not that what he will do for me. Relationship means what I should do for him. And bhakti means the same. We should not ask Krishna to do for us. We should ask Krishna what I can do for him. That is called bhakti. And that is a relationship. Sambandha. That is the symptom of pure devotional service. Andhya vilasita sunyam jnana karma adi anavritam anukulyana krishna anusilanam bhakti ruttama. So, Suddha Bhakti means no selfish desire. No desire for sense enjoyment, no desire for liberation, no desire for anything material. Only one desire. Desire to please Krishna. How can I serve you? How can I please you? If that is the consciousness, that is transcendental consciousness. That is spiritual consciousness. And when we develop that consciousness, that will take us beyond the three modes of material nature. Jananivas Prabhu, Prabhupada disciple from Mayapur, he says that three words are enough to keep us in this material world. I like it. As long as I like it, this sentence is there in our life, the journey in this material world will continue perpetually. That's why that sentence should change. We should be changing our consciousness that I like it. We should change from that to, I want to do what Krishna likes me to do. That is the symptom of pure devotional service. So that's why we should ask for benediction. What kind of benediction? Pure devotional service. Na dhanang, na janang, na sundaring, kavitang, ba jagadisha kamaye. Mama janmani janmani shari bhavatat bhakti rahaita kitai. And Mahaprabhu is not only saying these verses, he is also exhibiting the practical example. So time is up already. So I'll give one small example of Haridas Thakur. So Haridas Thakur is the Namacharya. So in Srivasangan, Mahaprabhu is telling Haridas, I want to give you boon, benediction. Ask for benediction. Haridas Thakur said, I don't want any benediction. I don't want any boon. I have not entered into some business with you. So, no, I am in the mood of giving, you have to ask for something. He said, okay, if you want to give something, please give this benediction. I have no problem to take birth again in this material world. But I have one request, give this benediction so that I can take birth in the family of a devotee. If that birth is the birth of an insect or a dog, that's not a problem. But I am to be the servant of the devotees. So Brahma, the topmost living entity, when he comes as Haridas Thakur, he wants to be the dog of the Vaishnavas. And that is the perfection of life. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur also says that, I want to become the dog of the Vaishnavas. So that is the perfection of life. Gopi Bhartu Padakamalayar Das Dasanu Das. When we can pray like that sincerely from our heart, that will help us to transcend the three modes of material nature. So that's why these four components of prayer is very, very important. Glorification of the Supreme Lord, criticism of oneself, begging for forgiveness, and also asking for benediction. These are the four components of a prayer. So when we pray, we should know all this and pray accordingly. The way the previous acharyas prayed, the way the pure devotees prayed, we should try to learn and try to pray in that way. We should not concoct our own prayers and mess up our spiritual life. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Gaur Premanande, Hare Hare, bol. Any question or comment? All the time is up.
Hare Krishna. Regarding the prayers in mode of ignorance, we see that in sixth kind of Bhagavatam, when the Vritrasura appeared, demigods go and pray to the Lord. And they offer very wonderful prayers. And then in the end, they offer prayer that, you know, please tell us how to kill Vritrasura. And in the same way, seventh kind of Bhagavatam, demigods pray to the Lord how to kill Hiranyakashipu. So is it because they are asking for destruction of somebody else? So are they in the mode of ignorance?
I told the philosophy, yes. If what Prahlad asked, when Prahlad prayed, he did not ask for destruction of his father.
Deliverance of his father.
That is top level of prayer. Harming others, that's why when we have our own personal agenda in this world, we definitely will pray like that. Prahlad has nothing to do with this material world. If someone kills him, someone puts him in trouble, doesn't matter to him because he has nothing to do with this world. That's why he can pray like that. It cannot be artificially imitated. Depending on our modes, naturally prayer will be like that.
Because in the purport, in the sixth kind of Bhagavatam, Prabhupada writes that the demigods, after offering prayers to the Lord, they become filled with love of God.
Yeah.
Prabhupada writes that sometimes, you know, when the demigods are in trouble, when they offer feelingly prayers to the Lord, they experience love of God.
Yeah, no problem. There are different levels of love, there are different levels of bhava. Just like in Nectar of Devotion, Rupa Goswami explains Rati and Ratyabhas. Even someone who is having material desire, and even someone has the desire for liberation, they can also experience some symptoms of love. But that is not real Rati. That is Ratyabhas. So there are all varieties are there. It cannot be so at the same level.
A small comment. Vishwanatha Chakra Thakur says, writes in commentary on Bhaktirasam Sindhu, one should offer prayers in front of the deities.
Yeah. That's why Prabhupada has introduced the same system. That is very, very important. Unless Lord is there, how we can pray? So, Akrura got direct darshan, but we are getting deity darshan, same. But depending on consciousness also, deity will manifest accordingly. When Mahaprabhu saw Jagannath, he saw Samsundars. So, in that same way, when you come in front of the deities, our darshan also depends on our consciousness. But whether we have proper consciousness or not, we should come for darshan. Whether we are able to see Krishna or not, Krishna will definitely see. So one blind devotee used to go to Bakebihari in Vrindavan. And some boys were laughing at him. You are a blind man, why you are coming for darshan? He said, I may be blind, but Bakebihari is not blind. So he is taking note that I have come. So whether we are able to see Krishna or not, we should come so that Krishna can see us. So when the curtain opens, we should be in front of the Lord. Whether we are seeing or not, definitely Krishna will see us, that He is here. And when Krishna glances, then that is also very, very powerful to purify ourselves. Hare Krishna. Any other comment? You check the sequence.
हरे कृष्ण महाराज दंडत प्रणाम. हैप्पीनेस जो दो प्रकार होता है, एक्सटर्नल हैप्पीनेस इंटरनल हैप्पीनेस. तो एक्सटर्नल जो हैप्पीनेस किसी ऑब्जेक्ट्स के ऊपर डिपेंड करता है, ठीक है. इंटरनल हैप्पीनेस हम सेवा करके भजन करके वो प्राप्त कर सकते हैं, लेकिन हम देखते हैं कि कोई साधक जप कर रहा है, भक्ति कर रहा है, सब कुछ होता है, लेकिन अंदर दूसरा कुछ अगर विचार है, अगर उसको ध्यान नहीं देंगे तो आज नहीं तो कल वो ब्लास्ट हो सकता है. तो सब कुछ होता है लेकिन अंदर दूसरा कुछ, तो एक्चुअली इंटरनल हैप्पीनेस और एक्सटर्नल हैप्पीनेस तो अच्छी तरह समझा दीजिए.
हैप्पीनेस इंटरनल एक्सटर्नल दो नहीं होता है. हैप्पीनेस का मतलब इंटरनल, हैप्पीनेस अंग्रेजी बोलते हैं हैप्पीनेस इज नॉट ए प्रोडक्ट इट इज एन एक्सपीरियंस. हम लोग सोचते हैं मेरे को कुछ मिल गया जो मैं चाहता हूं पैसा मिल गया गाड़ी मिल गया मकान मिल गया बंगलो मिल गया उसको हैप्पीनेस कहते हैं. वो तो उसमें तो हैप्पीनेस नहीं मिलेगा. वो तो वी थिंक दैट दैट विल गिव अस हैप्पीनेस. सेंस ऑब्जेक्ट्स दे आर नॉट हैप्पीनेस दे आर सेंस ऑब्जेक्ट्स. बट व्हेन सेंस ऑब्जेक्ट्स आर यूनाइटेड विद द सेंसेस व्हाट हैपेंस हैप्पीनेस होता है क्या. सेंस ऑब्जेक्ट के साथ जब सेंस यूनाइट होता है उसमें क्या फीलिंग मिलता है. व्हाट कृष्ण सेज इन भगवद गीता हाँ जे ही संस्पर्श हो जा भोगा दुख जो नहीं है बोते दुख व्हेयर मिजरीज टेक बर्थ व्हेयर द सेंसेस एंड सेंस ऑब्जेक्ट्स आर यूनाइटेड. जे ही संस्पर्श जब होगा दुख जो नहीं है बोते जोनी सेंस एंजॉयमेंट इज द जोनी और बर्थ प्लेस ऑफ मिजरी. अद्यंत बंत कौनते नातेशु रमते बुद्धा हु इज इंटेलिजेंट हु डज नॉट ट्राई टू बी हैप्पी बाय सेंस एंजॉयमेंट. द सिम्टम ऑफ इंटेलिजेंस इज गिव अप सेंस एंजॉयमेंट. सेंस एंजॉयमेंट से कभी आनंद तो नहीं मिलेगा सुख तो नहीं मिलेगा. क्या मिलेगा क्लेश मिलेगा दुख मिलेगा दुख सुख नहीं. हैप्पीनेस आएगा तब जब हम लोग आत्मा को भगवान के साथ जुड़ेंगे तब हम लोगों का आनंद मिलेगा सुख मिलेगा शांति मिलेगा. बाकी सब एक्सटर्नल है इसमें कुछ नहीं मिलेगा दुख मिलेगा.
दूसरा क्वेश्चन है भगवत धाम जाने से पहले मिनिमम प्लेटफॉर्म शुद्ध सत्व स्तर.
मिनिमम नहीं पूरा शुद्ध सत्व होना चाहिए.
शुद्ध सत्व तो फिर भगवान बोल रहे हैं मनुष्याणम सहस्रेषु कश्चित् जगत सिद्ध है हृदयताओं भी सिद्धानाम कश्चित मांगवे तत्वतः. ठीक ठीक जब तक हम नहीं समझेंगे तब तक भगवत धाम एंट्री नहीं है. लेकिन हम बहुत कथा में सुनते हैं कि मंदिर में रहो भगवान का प्रसाद लो ये जो आपका हो जाएगा. लेकिन ठीक ठीक समझने का एक्चुअली तरीका क्या है.
क्या समझा नहीं आपका क्वेश्चन.
भगवान का भगवत धाम जाने का शुद्ध सत्व स्तर है मिनिमम
हाँ.
तो साधक को शुद्ध सत्व स्तर जाने का एक्चुअली
मैंने तो बताया पूरा क्लास पहले क्लास चालू है उससे. जब हम भक्ति में 24 घंटा भगवान के सेवा में लगे रहे और 24 घंटा कृष्ण का चिंतन करे उसको कहते हैं शुद्ध सत्व. ठीक है तो बता दिया गया वेरी क्लियर. कोई कंफ्यूजन का कोई चांस नहीं है. एवरीथिंग इज क्लियर. हम लोगों को नहीं हो पा रहा है यही प्रॉब्लम है. भगवान का कॉन्सेप्ट क्लियर है. स्पिरिचुअल वर्ल्ड मीन्स ऑलवेज थिंकिंग ऑफ कृष्ण ऑलवेज कृष्ण कॉन्शियस दैट इज वासुदेव स्तर दैट इज शुद्ध सत्व स्टेज.
चैतन्य महाप्रभु जो ब्राह्मण को आलिंगन कर लिखे आप ही गीता समझे हो. गीता को देख के रो रहे हैं लेकिन गीता को आता ही नहीं उनको पढ़ना नहीं आता था. लेकिन उनका जो भाव देख के महाप्रभु उनको एक्सेप्ट कर लिए तो इससे उनका जो श्रद्धा है भगवान के प्रति उसको देख भगवान उनको एक्सेप्ट कर लेगे. तुम एकमात्र भगवत गीता समझे हो
तो आपका क्वेश्चन क्या है.
तो बड़े बड़े वेद पंडित थे लेकिन केवल भगवान के प्रति प्रेम है प्रेम है भगवान ने उसको एक्सेप्ट कर लिए.
तो ये तो बोल रहे हैं तो हम लोग तो नई चर्चा कर रहे हैं गीता पढ़ने से भगवत प्राप्ति होगा. गीता पढ़ने के बाद प्रेम होगा तब कृष्ण प्राप्ति होगा. तो गीता लोग पढ़ते हैं ज्ञान के लिए कर्म के लिए तो उसके माध्यम से तो भगवत प्राप्ति नहीं होगा. पूजा करने से भगवत प्राप्ति होगा लेकिन ठीक से पूजा करने से तो पूजा कर रहा है लेकिन सोच रहे हैं मेरे को क्या मिलेगा. तो उसमें क्या मिलेगा जो चाह रहे हो मिलेगा. तो हम लोग को क्या मिलेगा जो हम लोग चाहते हैं. तो किसको भगवत प्राप्ति होगा जो भगवान को चाहते हैं. तो हम लोग दिल से पूछना चाहिए हम लोग किसको चाहता हूं. भगवान को चाहता हूं और नहीं तो और कुछ चाहता हूं. तो जो हम दिल से चाहेंगे उसको ही प्राप्ति होगा. भगवान तो जानते हैं ना. हम लोग सब लोग को चीटिंग कर सकते हैं लेकिन भगवान को तो चीटिंग नहीं कर सकते. तो भगवान अंदर है तो हमारा अंदर क्या चल रहा है भगवान को तो पता है. तो जो हम लोग चाहते हैं वो मिल जाएगा. धनंग मिले चाहिए तो धनंग मिलेगा, जनंग चाहिए जनंग मिलेगा, कविता चाहिए कविता मिलेगा, लेकिन जो लोग कोई बोलेगा नहीं मेरे को कुछ नहीं चाहिए तो भगवान बोले मेरे को ले लो, ठीक है ना। हरे कृष्ण। और कुछ आप लोग डिसाइड कीजिए इसको पहले देना है।
कृष्ण महाराज थैंक यू फॉर योर वंडरफुल क्लास। सो यू आर मेंशनिंग अबाउट आस्किंग फॉर फॉरगिवनेस after criticism of ourselves, then we should seek forgiveness. So, and then you mentioned about repenting, we should repent. So, oftentimes when I commit a mistake, when the mind lingers with the sense gratification thoughts, so some honest repentance comes, but then the next time that repentance has lost actually, and then I again recommit the, you know, those kind of sense gratification thought again comes, although I suffered last time, but then how to reinstate ourselves after repenting? What is something which is still lacking?
That's why repentance will genuinely come when we attain certain level. When you are in the mode of passion, repentance will be very short term repentance. That's why you have to upgrade our modes. Steadiness will come when we are at the level of goodness. Passion में रहोगे, ignorance में रहोगे, steadiness नहीं आएगा। Steadiness तब आएगा जब goodness में रहोगे। तो इसीलिए भक्त लोगों को goodness में रहना बहुत जरूरी है, तब repentance continue होगा। और जब pure goodness में आ जाओगे 24 hours repentance होगा। तो मैजिक शो नहीं है, अभ्यास करना पड़ेगा। तमोगुण से रजोगुण, रजोगुण से सत्वगुण, सत्वगुण से शुद्ध सत्व में जाना पड़ेगा। लेकिन इसके लिए हम लोगों को दो चीज करना चाहिए, एक वैष्णव को सेवा करना चाहिए और दूसरा वैष्णव का अपराध नहीं करना चाहिए। ये दोनों चीज जब रहेगा तो हम लोग आगे बढ़ेंगे, ठीक है। ऑन कीजिए, ऑन, स्विच ऑफ है।
हरे कृष्णा महाराज थैंक यू वेरी मच फॉर द वंडरफुल क्लास। महाराज समटाइम्स व्हाट हैपन इवन वी डू प्रे है ना डेली, बट द थिंग इज दैट दैट प्रेयर बिकम्स अ रूटीन प्रेयर, लाइक इट्स ओनली वी आर कमिंग वी आर ग्लोरिफाइंग लॉर्ड वी आर डूइंग वी आर प्रेइंग व्हाट एवर अवर अनाथाज आर देयर दिस एंड दैट, बट दीज थिंग्स बिकम रूटीन एंड व्हाट हैपन दैट that doesn't come from our heart then. Like initially in first initial stage it comes, but later on becomes a routine. So these type of things, like this type of prayers, will it come in mode of passion or mode of ignorance? Or
it's another category, mechanical prayer. It's beyond three modes. So jo bhi, jo kuch karna hai, we should do from the heart. Lekin jab इग्नोरेंस रहता है, पैशन रहता है, उस टाइम अंदर से प्रेयर नहीं आता है, गुणों के माध्यम से प्रेयर आता है, ठीक है। हार्ट तब टच होगा जब गुडनेस में आएंगे हम लोग। तो जेन्युइन प्रेयर विल स्टार्ट व्हेन वी अटेन द लेवल ऑफ गुडनेस। सो गुडनेस इज वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट क्वालिटी, अदरवाइज थिंग्स विल नॉट वर्क। सो यू हैव टू क्विकली come to the platform of goodness. That's why you have to hear attentively powerful Krishna katha, nityam bhagavata seva, bhagavat pariye, bhagavat suniye aur bhagavat ko seva kijiye. Ye teenon cheez jab chalta rahega to hum log bahut jald goodness mein aa jayenge, theek hai. Aur vaishnav ninda band karna chahiye, sabse bada tapasya yahi hai, वैष्णव का निंदा नहीं करेंगे, किसी का निंदा नहीं करना चाहिए, विशेष करके वैष्णव का। ये हृदय जब हो जाएगा तो अब हार्ट सॉफ्ट हो जाएगा। जब निंदा होता है हार्ट वी बिकम हार्ट हार्टेड, भक्ति के लिए हार्ट सॉफ्ट होना चाहिए, ठीक है, नहीं कोमल हृदय होना चाहिए। तो कैसे होगा, जब हम लोग प्रशंसा करेंगे भक्त लोगों का और लोगों का, और निंदा नहीं करेंगे, ठीक है। हरे कृष्ण, सभी अंत करते हैं, विराम देते कथा का। थैंक यू सो मच। हरे कृष्ण। श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। समवेत भक्तवृंद की जय। गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि हरि बोल।